place for the your riding tools mm-hmm. and your harness that you had for your mules. Mm-hmm. And then a buggy house and a wagon house mm-hmm. to store your buggy and wagon.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a building or a part of a building that's used for just storing grain in general? Maybe not corn specifically.
You mean a silo or something like that?
Might be something like that. Have you ever heard of called a granary?
Grain bin?
Grain bin.
Yeah, we used to have a place just walled up, you know, it would stop the cracks and call it the grain bin. That's where you poured your shell corn or something in.
Have you ever heard anybody say granary?
Granary? Yeah, I've heard the word.
Is that granary. Just a place for storing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the upper part of a barn?
Loft mm-hmm. is what we always call it. Mm-hmm.
You usually store hay up there in the loft?
Yeah, and fodder. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no hay when I first come along. It was fodder.
Is that right?
And then they got to build, when they first started the hay, they put a pole up out in the field and cut the hay and stack it around it.
Stack it around the pole?
Mm-hmm. Didn't have room to put it. It's bookie, you see. Didn't have no baling or nothing to press it. Mm-hmm. They just stack it. Well, they did fodder. They pull fodder that way.
Are these things you're talking about, you know, these mounds kind of shaped like a cone turned upside down?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call those things?
Stacks.
Haystacks?
Haystacks or fodder stacks. Mm-hmm. And they take the loose hay and just stack it around it and then top it off, bring it in around, tie it around the pole if that's all right. Mm-hmm. Let it shed the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could feed it any time they wanted to through the year.
Were those things pretty good size?
Yeah, they'd be, I've seen them, you'd be 10 foot high or higher. You'd be on the wagon and get it started. You build a pen like that, have your pole up like that, mm-hmm. and then put a crossbar across it, mm-hmm. and just go to stacking it where it could get air to keep it from rotting, you see. Mm-hmm. And then you could go on as high as you could, and then brought it in on the wagon or something, you'd stand on the wagon and throw it way up, you see.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that cart that you use to bring in the hay from the field?
Well now, we used to haul ours mostly on the wagon.
On the wagon?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a hay rack?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the cart?
Well, they had a hay rack they could put on the wagon. The body, you see, a wagon body would just be mm-hmm. small, and this hay rack would be made like this. It'd stick out over it, and you could carry so much more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we just had a rack to put in the body to hold it, loose mm-hmm. hay.
Now, you were talking about using a pole with these haystacks. Now, is that pole right in the middle of the thing, mm-hmm. and you build the haystack around
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever seen one of these things that you, maybe another place for keeping hay outside the barn, you have maybe four poles and a sliding roof on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what yep. that's, what would you call that?
Well, we call it a hay shed, like, mm-hmm. is what we call it.
You ever heard that called a hay barrack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you have any particular names for the small piles of hay raked up in a field? Not necessarily the haystack itself, but just little piles.